Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, how are we doing today on this fine Tuesday?
Doing well. Nice and sunny. And a little warm.
Good to see you guys.
Reporter Nick, how we doing?
Good morning. It is nice and sunny outside,
yeah,
Derek.
Nice and sunny. Well, you hadn't seen the sun in a while.
I have seen the sun, Derek.
You've been here
because they keep the blinds closed. So how are you seeing the sun?
I have cameras.
Yeah, that's not seeing the sun, buddy.
It's indirect.
Poor suit has exactly. You back here working like a dog.
I am darkness.
You're not getting that vitamin D, brother. You're not getting it. By just looking at the sun. I wish it was that easy.
Well, let's get into it today. Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com has his official post-NFL draft predictions. Predictions of what he thinks each individual NFL team will do. And I scrolled through this just, you know, out of curiosity. See what other teams around the league are up to see what potentially some players could be available just based off of Bill Barnwell's predictions. And one of his predictions is a doozy, but it's also something that we've discussed ad nauseum. It's something that the possibility that we've discussed. And Bill Barnwell's prediction is that the Titans are moving on from their veteran stars. Bill Barnwell writes, new general manager Rand Carthon has overseen a retooling of the Tennessee Titans roster since taking over this spring, but the most important decisions are yet to be made. And he goes on to talk about Derrick Henry and his contract, other running backs that the Titans have on the roster, and Tajay Spears and Hassan Haskins. What's the reality of moving on from Derrick Henry? And I think the most interesting little tidbit that Bill Barnwell puts up out there is the Will Levis, Ryan Tannehill quarterback room. He writes, if Will Levis impresses in camp or the Titans find a desperate team dealing with an injury to its starter, it's not out of the question that Tannehill could be on another roster in week one. This is something that we've all talked about for a while. D-Mace, that's something that you really kind of harped on is if it's close, Will Levis is the guy. Your impression of Bill Barnwell kind of reiterating discussions that we've had.
It's just the reality. And I don't know why, as we look at, you know, history of the NFL, history in general, it's, you know, you got to know the history to sort of, you know, it gives you sort of patterns of what's going on and what can potentially happen. You know, they use history in the stock market, you know, how it rises and it falls, and they do the analytics on that, and they go back years and years and say, well, now this is when the stock market is either going to fall or is going to come back up or be steady. So if they're using it when you're talking finances, don't you think it's being used in regards to the history of, in this case, the NFL? And history tells you that eventually, you know, they're going to part ways with the older guys. And in this situation with Ryan Tannehill and Will Levis, it's not that Ryan Tannehill is a bad quarterback, because he's not. We all know he's not a bad quarterback. But when you are a franchise that is hungry for a championship, or if you're a franchise that has won a championship and you want another, and there's sort of like that fork in the road. It doesn't have to be a bad fork in the road. It's just that fork in the road where we draft an individual to be the heir apparent. In theory, we would like for the young guy to learn and, you know, kind of groom that person. And then you throw him in a year, 2 years later, and bam, off we go. That was the NFL of 1980, 1990. The NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL. If you prove you can play now as a young guy, They rather put you in now than wait. Why are we waiting? You know, I told you, if Will Levis, as much as they may like Ryan Tannehill, and I'm sure they do, but if it's close and we're sitting here and it's like, oh, they're going to go with the young guy. One, he's cheaper. And then two, we might as well get the train started right now as we start to rebuild, as we start to build this team for the future. It's not a rebuild. It's not a teardown. It's we are building for the future. So why not start with the young quarterback? If he's shown that he's ready, hell, he's 23 years old. He's been in two systems. He understands. He's a fast learner. Now we just need to make sure he's ready. And if he shows he's ready and it's close, I'm going with the younger guy, and I'm trying to find a way to be respectful to the older guy and trade him somewhere where he can continue his career. Why hold on to him and say, oh, my goodness, we got to hold on to him because we just don't know if this young guy gets in and something happens. Oh, we got to – no. You cut the cord. They did it with Marcus Mariota when they had to make that transition. They did it with Jake Locker. It didn't work in either situations, but they had to cut ties with the older quarterback. Eventually, it has to happen. So if he shows that he's ready, why not play him? Nothing is telling me that whether you hold him back this year, if he shows that he's ready, whether you hold him back this year or wait till next year, he's still going to have his growing pains. He's still going to throw interceptions. He's still going to be learning. So if he's showing right now that he's ready to play and it's close, go with the young guy.
Comes down to my central question. Do they think they can win this year? And what's the best way to do that? These are all themes that we've touched on ad nauseum, really. These three veteran guys that are basically in the last year of the contract where they are very costly against the cap. What's the best way to go? I'm always very curious to see if it's going to take a turn at some point with at least one of the three. Tannehill would seem to be the Barnwell theory here is that Tannehill would be the easiest to move. If the hypothetical that we've talked about, somebody goes down in training camp and somebody thinks they can win and need a quarterback, they see that the Titans have a Will Levis and they offer something, maybe overpay to get Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill is a great asset and you're going to basically lose him for nothing at the end of the season, I think. And if that means you get to the playoffs one more time, then that's great. That's probably worth keeping him. But if you don't think you can win anyway, if you're like looking at the AFC and it's stacked, and you're like, our chances aren't great, and you've got a chance to get assets back before you lose them, I think that's something you would have to consider if that presents itself. And that's tied into what you're saying, Derek, is how much can Will Levis impress between now and whatever day that is in training camp. It could happen in June or July. You know, somebody with cap issues or something like that comes to you, but I think it's much more likely that it would be a training camp injury of some sort. So, look, he's not saying anything that we haven't discussed a lot, but the Titans are in a position where they don't have a lot of cap flexibility if they're going to keep these three contracts the way they are right now. And if something pops up where they want to do something else with the roster, then they're restricted, I think, in what they can offer players that hit the market unless they do something to one of these three contracts.
And that's what one thing that Bill Barnwell touches on, one thing that he brings up to justify moving on from the veterans. And the veterans is an all-encompassing term for Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, and Kevin Byard, three players whose contracts we've discussed and whose futures with the Tennessee Titans we have questioned. So he brings up the salary cap issue and the money. And he says, you know, why not just cut bait now? Which is, it's a very fair justification. But I have two questions, essential questions, for each of those individual players that kind of dictate why if you should really do this and why this would be the smartest move. One is, who's your trading partner? And the second question is, who's that player's replacement? Because I think that you would have trading partners for Kevin Byard. Yes, he's expensive, but he's probably one of the top safeties that would be on the market if he was on the market. I think there's probably a team out there that thinks, okay, we're just a really solid defensive player away from competing. I think there is a team out there that would be willing to do that. But who's replacing Kevin Byard?
Well, you'd have to decide that you're not in it to win it this year. But again, what's the offer? If it's just a seventh round pick, then that's not worth it.
Right.
Keep Kevin Byard. See if you can win this year. As we said, there's a scenario where things go right, schedule falls in line for you, somebody gets hurt somewhere else, you get some good luck with injuries, you play well, and you could be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth keeping Kevin Byard. So you just have to be ready to see what presents itself. You don't have to decide this today.
Again, y'all are missing the point. It's not about replacing somebody, you know. It's about putting a person in that situation that can get the job done. He may not get it done like Kevin Byard. There's not too many Kevin Byards out there. There's not too many Derrick Henrys out there. You want to get somebody or people that can come in here and play the way your defense is supposed to be played, be disciplined in what they're doing. Listen, there's not – some guys you just can't. You know, once they're gone, they're gone. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different. But what you want to be able to do is whoever's on deck and ready to come on, whoever you go out and get, that they can come in and do the job adequately or even better than that. The Titans, whether – again, I'm going to go back to what do we think about Mike Vrabel. If we always claiming that he's this great coach, look at what he's done with this team, yada, yada, all this stuff, and which is true. It's true. So what you're saying is that if they choose to get rid of, you know, Byard because of the contract, trade him away, if they choose to trade away Ryan Tannehill, that this team is all of a sudden going to fall off the map. This will still be a competitive team. You got to remember, it's not out of the realm of possibility. They drafted Young and got rid of Steve McNair before they even knew Young could play. History, people, look at what this organization has done, and nothing has changed. So you don't think they can do that with Ryan Tannehill if they believe, hey, listen, we just want to start the new chapter now. We're going to throw him in. And Vince Young, he had a good year. It wasn't his physical makeup or his ability to play the game that got him in a position where he was no longer with the Titans. It was the stuff outside of that. But they were like, listen, we're drafting this guy second overall. I know Steve has been great. He took us to a Super Bowl. He was an MVP. But they traded Steve before they even knew that Young could play. And then what did they do? Go get another veteran quarterback at a cheaper price. And they still were able to win with that veteran quarterback. So if he's not ready, they can always say, let's throw that veteran quarterback that we're only paying $6 or $7 million to. Just look at what they've done as a organization over the years.
And they absolutely can do it. They absolutely can replace Ryan Tannehill with Will Levis if there is a willing and able trade partner. Move on from Ryan Tannehill.
But you said the correct contract. One. The willing and trading
a
partner.
Willing and able trade partner. Mm-hmm. Because what they're not going to do is put Will Levis in and pay, you know, $27 million to their backup quarterback. Maybe they do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do want to do that and say, hey, you know, we just want to see what we've got in Will Levis. We think Will Levis gives us the best opportunity to win. I think that's a little more far-fetched than it is plausible, but I'm not saying that's out of the realm of possibility. But I think you also need to ask a very fair and important question. What they want to do with some of these contracts, some of these veterans, how competitive do you expect this team to be? We'll get into that coming up next, and of course, your thoughts coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game.
And, you know, put things out and hope that it sticks and hope that they're right. But I'll just lean on it this way because I've said it before. We won't do business in public. We haven't. You know, you lean to we were trading Jeffrey Simmons. You know, we were doing all these things. And the entire time of us trading Jeffrey Simmons, we were working on a deal, you know. And then we got the deal done and all of that talk went away, you know. So I always lean on taking care of the player, taking care of their families. I don't think it's fair to discuss, you know, publicly. Because not only do the players have to deal with it, but they got to receive these calls from their family members about what's going on in their personal life and in their career. And, you know, if I asked any of you in the crowd right now, like, what's your contract status? Are you going to be back with your publication next year? You're not going to want to have that conversation with me. You know, so I try to protect the guys as much as I can. And, you know, I think we've been transparent, you know, about, you know, things that have come up. And, you know, even down to KB. You know, when that report came out that he asked to be released or traded or whatever it was, and that simply wasn't true. And yes, we did ask him, you know, for a pay cut. That was correct, you know. But at the same time, you know, all our dealings are with the players, and our players know where we stand with them. And so it's not a need to kind of touch on it. And if there's something that comes up, you know, we'll address it as it comes. But I don't feel the need to kind of discuss, you know, their personal business publicly.
Rand Carthon in his pre-draft press conference says they're not going to conduct business publicly. Whenever he was asked about the contract status of Kevin Byard, of Derrick Henry, of Ryan Tannehill, but the fact remains that it's a possibility. It absolutely is in the realm of possibility that the Tennessee Titans could move on from those contracts of Byard, Henry, and Tannehill if there's a willing and able trade partner. And Bill Barnwell wrote that in his most recent article on ESPN.com when he wrote up several predictions that he has, post-draft predictions, for some roster moves across the NFL. He says that he thinks the Titans are moving on from their veteran stars. But I think one essential question that we have to look into when talking about potentially moving on or holding on to some of these veterans that have big cap hits, like Tannehill, Henry, and Byard, is how competitive do we expect the Titans to be? Because I think the national public as a whole doesn't really believe in the Titans. I mean, ESPN's most recent power rankings have the Titans 28th, behind the Falcons, behind the Bears, behind the Commanders, who have Sam Howell at quarterback. So nationally, nobody's really believing in what the Titans can do this season. But what do we think?
Well, I think that's an important thing to a degree, is to try to understand where you fit. Mm-hmm. And the way I look at it, is that it's just simply coming in as Rand Carthon, looking at the salary cap, looking at the roster as it is, and trying to assess that very thing. It doesn't really matter if ESPN has them in the power rankings, but you do have to say, look, can we compete with the top teams in the AFC? To me, what it looks like they're doing now, you have choices, right? The three choices when you have big contracts like those three, Tannehill, Byard, and Henry, you can do one of three things. You can cut them, you can just keep them as it is, or you can renegotiate. And I think they would like to have those three guys on the team, but they're not willing to kick the can down the road and have more dead money for the future. At some point, they've got to get out from under the dead money so that they have more room to address needs of the roster. It looks like as they sit here today, they're going to try to swallow the last year of those three contracts, be competitive, but they're going to be limited in what else they can do with the roster. I don't think you have a lot of room to go get three or four or five new players if those players are worth trying to go after. So as I look at the drafts for next year, they don't have a fifth-round pick. They don't have a sixth-round pick. They traded a third-round pick. So they're limited in what they're going to get in the draft next year. I think you got to be cognizant of that if you're Rand Carthon. So they could change their thinking down the road, depending on how Will Levis develops, depending on what happens around the league. If you get a call for a great trade opportunity to get more assets back, that's what you could choose to do. But it doesn't look like they really want to renegotiate and relieve some cap space and keep those players. It looks like they don't want to do that, and I tend to agree with that. Let's go with it. Swallow it if you need to do it. And if you want to keep those guys, keep them.
Well, if there's – like Caroline said in the last segment, if there's willing trade partners, then
yeah, you don't want to lose them for nothing if you can help it, right? You don't want to lose them for nothing if you can help.
But if there's trade partners, best believe, you know, they are going to, you know, look into it.
Yeah, you got
to
listen.
If there's someone that is willing to trade for Kevin Byard, if there's someone willing to trade for Ryan Tannehill, I think that the most difficult one would be a Derrick Henry. Because of how, you know, teams in general and how the NFL in general view running backs at this point of their career with the carries that he's had, that one may be difficult. I think out of any one of those, Derrick Henry is the guy that's back. He's the guy that's back for his final year. Why? Because to me, if they do move on from Tannehill, they still need that ability to turn around and hand the ball off to a guy that can get them yardage, that can carry a game for them. What's good for a young quarterback? A really good run game and a tight end that can catch the football. Well, if you look at it, that's what the Titans are trying to do. They're trying to solidify that tight end position with Chigakonkwo, who I think will be much, much, much better this upcoming year. They went and drafted a tight end in the draft. They're beefing up that offensive line. This tells me they're in the workings to, if this young man shows that he's ready to play, they're going to put him underneath center. With the advantage of having Derrick Henry, having a much better offensive line, and having tight ends that he can get the ball to, there's a reason why they haven't sort of went crazy for a wide receiver. They are making sure they get a quarterback's best friend. Running back, tight end. Those two guys are quarterback's best friend, along with the offensive line. Shorter throws, turn the ball, hand it off to Derrick Henry, and an offensive line that can block for you. But if there's willing trade partners for Ryan Tannehill and Kevin Byard, they're going to make the move. This team will still be competitive if indeed they choose to do that. Because we got to believe that if they do part ways with them, it opened up, you know, some room in the cap. They can then go get players that can come in and be sort of like a stopgap for a few years until they can get that one guy that they think is their next Kevin Byard or they think is their next whoever. They can do that then. So to me, I wouldn't be surprised at anything that happens moving forward, because you got June 1st where there's going to be some cuts made. Obviously, you have cuts during camps. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Steve McNair was traded, I think, a month after the draft, somewhere around there. It might have been in June, right before, you know, it was right before June or was after the June 1st. He was then traded. So it could happen that same way. But again, you got to have a trading partner. They had a trading partner. Nobody saw that coming with him being traded to Baltimore. Nobody saw that coming. It happened. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a similar situation possibly with Ryan Tannehill. A situation where nobody sees it coming and they end up making the trade and everybody's like, wow, they did it.
Well, crazy things happen in the NFL every single week. Even if Ryan Tannehill is the starter week one, we brought up one scenario. What if Aaron Rodgers tears his ACL? I mean, that would be absolutely devastating.
If he started week one, he's not going. If he starts the year as a quarterback on this team, he's not going anywhere. They're not trading him.
Why?
They're not trading him. Because it just, to me, if you're going to make a trade with a quarterback. Now, if this was Derrick Henry or Kevin Byard, yeah. And Steve Stark, okay, we can do it. But with a quarterback, it's different, you know. You can't just trade a starting quarterback once your season has gone, because now you've built everything about around this guy that is going to be that you see as your starter. Because obviously the backup couldn't beat him out, or the rookie and Will Levis couldn't beat him out. So you were almost forced into putting him in as your quarterback, in a sense of, we know that Ryan Tannehill can get the job done. We wanted the young guy to push him and possibly take over, but he couldn't. Now we're starting the season with him. We ain't trading him. It doesn't benefit you as a team if you wait until the season start and then trade him. I don't know if there's
depends
been
on
many,
what you're getting.
I don't know. It has to be a trade that just somebody's extremely overpaying for it, and nobody's doing that in the NFL. They're just not doing that.
Not usually, but that's why you
it's not gonna
keep
happen.
An open mind. But if your team is out of it. Now, if your team's in the race, then
we're talking about first game of the season. If they get into the season,
I'm thinking more trade deadline.
No,
if you
they're
get
not,
into the season.
They're still not trading. If he's your quarterback and he's been playing, you're not then going to trade him in the middle of the season
else. If I'm 1-5, I would. If somebody offers me a good deal,
yeah.
Now if it's got to be both. It's got to be one. It's got to be the perfect
one. 1-5 is not the mark where you say, okay, we're trading him. Unless that guy has been playing like trash, then you can't trade him. But if he's been playing good, like Ryan Tannehill last year, he was playing well. It wasn't his fault that they lost. He got injured. He did everything possible for them to win games. If he's playing that way this year after six games and they're 1-5 and it's not his fault, they're not trading him.
He's gone at the end of the season.
Well, he's gone at the end of the season, but you still can sell.
Talking about if it's close with Will Levis, you want
that's
to
at the
Will
beginning
Levis
of the season.
If it's 1-5, it's even more than
no.
Way.
It's you're not.
Sure it
is. You're looking at this totally different. If it's close, if they're going.
They're 1-5. They're not going anywhere. They're going to lose.
No. I'm saying at the beginning of the season, if it's close, heading into the season, you start the young guy. You start him and you go and you try to trade him. But if you get into the season and he's been your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, and you're 1-5 and it's not his fault, there are just circumstances around, it has to be a trade that's just going to blow you away for you to get rid of him because you could turn a 1-5 season around.
But Tannehill last year played well. And last year, the downfall, the 7-game losing streak, that wasn't Ryan Tannehill's fault.
What was it?
And they still were shopping for his replacement.
What was it?
Injuries.
Exactly. They weren't shopping. They were not trying to get rid of Ryan Tannehill last year.
But they drafted his replacement this year.
But that's this year. If what I'm saying is, if Will Levis
if they would have drafted C.J. Stroud, let's say, you know, revisionist.
Oh, he would have been gone then.
He would have been gone.
He would have been gone exactly. Before. They would have tried to trade him away now, but they didn't.
They didn't. Correct. But that's the mindset that they went into this year's draft thinking. Now, we can move on from Ryan Tannehill. We're fine with that.
And they hope they can. They hope that it's close. And they can be justified at starting Will Levis. I've said that from day one, and I'm not going to budge from that. But if he goes into the year as the starter, meaning Ryan Tannehill, and they end up 1-5, and it's not his fault, they're not trading him away because Vrabel's mind is, we can turn this around. We can do it. Especially if they hadn't had a lot of injuries. Not if they had some injuries here and there, and they're going to get those guys back. They're still going to hold on to, we can make a run once we get healthy. Because they could have got rid of him last year, if that was the case.
How many teams have turned around a 1-5 season, though?
I don't know. We need to look that up.
We can look it up. Yeah, I don't know how many really have.
But how many teams have traded a starting quarterback in the middle of the season?
Not very many.
Okay.
So not very many. But we're throwing around a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. And I want to get into that coming up next because I simply, like, in my soul and a heart, in my being, don't think it's going to happen. And we'll explain coming up next and, of course, your thoughts as well. Caroline Willie DeMays, 1025-1063, The Game. Join 1025 and 1063 The Game this Friday for the grand opening of the new Dunkin' in Spring Hill, located at 2098 Wall Street. Stop by and grab some coffee and register for giveaways from 7 to 9 a.m. I think Bill Barnwell, in his most recent article on ESPN.com, highlights some of his predictions, his post-draft roster move predictions for the NFL this season. And one of them is the Titans are going to move on from their veterans, Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard. Now, it's something that we have thrown around, but whenever you make those moves, I think that it kind of sends shockwaves. It's a statement of, we're not going for it. Rewind a couple years ago, the Titans trade for Julio Jones. That was a go-for-it move. If the Titans decide to move off from any of those three, I think to me that signals we don't really know how competitive we're going to be this season. And Willie, you brought up the hypothetical. If the Titans start 1-5 before the trade deadline, then can they move on from Tannehill or Henry or Byard? Because that might be the signal that, hey, we're not playing well. We may as well just go ahead and wave the white flag, get off of those salaries, collect some draft picks, and move on to 2024. I think that's totally fair and rational thinking. But I just, in my heart, in my soul, in my being, I don't think the Titans are going to be that bad. I really don't. I mean, ESPN.com has the Titans ranked 28th in power rankings. And I know that May power rankings are very, very different than December and January power rankings. I totally understand that. But it just kind of plays into the perception nationally that nobody thinks the Titans are really going to be that good. But let's use the 1-5 scenario. In the Titans' first 6 weeks, New Orleans, Chargers, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Baltimore. I think there's got to be at least more than one win in there, right?
My point is we don't know. I'm not saying they're going to be 1-5 at all, but I'll give you an example. 2008, they went 13-3. the next year, everybody thought they'd be really good again, and they went 0-6 to start the season. So, I mean, crazy stuff happens in this league. We don't know.
Yes.
So all I'm saying is if the season goes one way, then you act accordingly if you're Rand Carthon. If the season goes the other way, then you're prepared to do something different. I know this. After this year, they're probably not going to have Tannehill. They're probably not going to have Derrick Henry. Now, they could look into that, but contractually, they have set it up to where those two guys plus Byard are probably in the last year of the contract. Now, that could change if they decide to kick the can down the road and rework those deals again. They've already reworked all three of those deals, which means you got the credit card bill is piling up. At some point, you got to pay that bill. So, to me, that's what they've decided to do right now. They could go either or. If the season goes well, then they keep those guys and they go try to get it. One more kick at the can, try to get to the playoffs, see what happens. But if it goes another way, you're prepared. Just as they need draft assets after this year.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that. They are thin, and they've got a lot of areas of need. You need to replenish. The only way to do it is through the draft or free agency, and we know free agency is tricky. You got to go for those analytical bargain buys, or sometimes you overpay for the best free agents who are sometimes, oftentimes, past their prime. It's not a great way to try to fix a roster. So after this year, you're going to get younger one way or the other, no matter how well you do this year. So I'm just saying, keep your options open and see how everything unfolds. You don't have to decide today. You don't have to decide at the end of training camp. You don't have to decide anything until the trade deadline. But you just see how everything presents itself. And the other thing you don't have control over is who's calling you about trade possibilities. Like, I'm really curious about what the trade market would be for Kevin Byard and his contract. What could you do with his contract if you're inheriting his contract? With the guaranteed money he's already been paid, the fact that his contract's been reworked, I don't know what his cap hit would be on a new team. A lot of people say, well, you couldn't trade Derrick Henry because nobody's going to pay that price for a running back. But at the trade deadline, that could be pretty interesting if somebody wants to take on, you know, a portion of his contract when the Titans have already paid maybe the bulk of it. So there's just a lot of different things. Yeah, San Francisco paid a pretty hefty price for a running back last year.
Pretty big for Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. The trade deadline, you know, the trade market absolutely changes and fluctuates once you get into the season. Players get hurt. Teams actually end up being good that they don't realize were going to be good. Teams might be bad that you didn't realize were going to be bad. And absolutely, you can pivot at any point in the season before the trade deadline. Any point before the trade deadline, you can pivot your intentions of the season. I'm just looking at the schedule and what we always say of with Vrabel and Henry and Tannehill, you're going to be too good to be picking in the top five. So under that thought and looking at the schedule, you're playing a second place schedule. You're looking at the AFC South being a weaker division. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking that a push for the playoffs doesn't seem like the craziest idea.
No, not at all.
I mean, you can every year you're going to try to push for the playoffs regardless of, you know, who's on your team because you believe that, you know, every season is different in your mind. Just because we were Super Bowl champions one year doesn't mean we're going to be that the next year. Look at the L.A. Rams, prime example. And it's happened in Kansas City. It's happened to just about every team that hasn't repeated a championship. So you always go in thinking that, okay, we have an opportunity to make a run at the playoffs. You know, some teams, a lot of things, you know, there are a few things that have to happen for that to, you know, occur. And we know who those teams are. Sort of like the Houston, for instance. They got to have some things go right for them, meaning the draft that they had, those guys got to start producing right away. The quarterback has to play to a level that is going to get them into the playoffs, and they can't have any injuries. So they're going in with the thought of, yes, we can push for a playoff spot. How likely is that? I don't know, but everything has to go the way we hope and envision it to go in order to make that run. And that's just like the Titans. Regardless who's on this team, Mike Vrabel is going to believe he can make it to the playoff. Rightfully so. He should. He's the head coach. He comes from a culture that this is what they believe, whether it be in Pittsburgh, Kansas City, obviously with the New England Patriots. We can make the playoffs. But them parting ways with, say, a Kevin Byard doesn't mean they're throwing the season away. Kevin Byard isn't the quarterback, okay? He isn't Derrick Henry. He's a damn good player. But I can make it to the playoffs. We've seen teams make it to the playoffs with average to below average defenses. So when you say, well, if they choose to go part ways with Kevin Byard, then is that saying that they're throwing away their season? Hell no, it doesn't. He's not the quarterback, you know? So we can, as much as we love Kevin Byard and as much as he has made our team better and he's been an all-pro player, we can trade him away and still accomplish what we want to accomplish as a team. This is how Mike Vrabel thinks, that the team is more important than one person, but you need that quarterback, obviously. But we're not. I'm not going to trade away Kevin Byard and say, oh, man, oh, well, we're going in another direction. We can't make it. No. How many safeties? If you take Kevin Byard off this team and the quarterback is playing the way that, I don't know, say Joe Burrow is playing.
But Tannehill's not going to play like Joe Burrow.
I'm just saying. Even if Tannehill is playing, you know, like he has been playing pretty good to really good, this team can still win minus a Kevin Byard. They can. That's just the way the NFL is built. They don't say, well, we got to have a safety to win a championship or go to the playoffs. What do they say? We need that quarterback underneath center.
And when I say that I think the Titans are going to be too good to be picking in the top five, three reasons that I cite for that, Byard is not included. It is Henry, Tannehill, and Vrabel. But I'm saying the message from the Tennessee Titans, if they do choose to trade away Kevin Byard, even though I don't think a safety is going to be the difference between a Super Bowl and not making the playoffs at all, it's still a message to me that, hey, they're willing to move off of a very reliable player who has been healthy, who has been consistently producing for this team. And I think that sends a message, at least to me.
It doesn't send a message. It sends a message that we want to get younger at that position and cheaper. It doesn't send a message that we don't want to win. That's all it sends a message to me, is that it's the NFL and we want to get younger and we want to pay that position a lot cheaper than what we're paying now. That's all it means. Why do you think they asked them to take a pay cut?
Because they don't want to pay him that much money.
Exactly. Yeah. So if they choose to move away from him, that's what they're saying. We just want to get younger and cheaper at that position. Or more importantly, we just want to get cheaper at that position. Not necessarily younger, because Byard's not an old guy. What, he's around 33? Around there, 32, 33 years old?
It's weighing the assets. The asset of him playing at that number, or the asset of him playing at a lower number, or the asset of moving on from him, trying to get what you can, and maybe gaining other assets for the future if you can get something for him in a trade. Those are the options you're weighing. What's the best short-term and what's the best long-term?
We're right to your phones on this coming up next. Caroline Willie D-Mays, 1025-1063, The Game. Caroline Willie D-Mays, 1025-1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We've got some thoughts on our phone and text line, so unless we have a thought,
let's go to the phone.
Let's get to the phones. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you have a thought, Adam is on the line with a thought on Ryan Tannehill. What's up, Adam?
You know what I think's weird, Caroline, is that so the NFL Network played the other day the Titans-Chiefs game from 2017, and because it's May and I'm sports miserable right now, I watched a little bit of it. And when you watch that, you forget, like, that wasn't that long ago. 6 years ago, what were you doing? Like, it's not that far back. Our whole roster's different. Derrick Henry was brand new. We didn't even know he was any good yet. I think Byard was a rookie or young. And, like, that was the start of the team getting good again. The whole roster's turned over since then. So, I just hear you think about, like, could Tannehill be traded? Well, probably, and we'll probably be fine. Like, we started it, the whole thing, without Tannehill. So I could see us moving on from Tannehill. I could see us moving on from Byard. I love the guy, but I've forgotten about all these dudes that I really liked. years ago. Adam,
was it the playoff game at Arrowhead? Is that the one you're talking about, January of 2017?
Marcus threw the pass to himself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a great one. So this is even pre-Mike Vrabel. It does remind you when you go back and watch an old game, and that doesn't seem to be that old, is how quick rosters in general turn over.
Every 5 years, five or six years, it tends to sort of turn over.
Right.
And you have to. You don't want to hold on, you know, to aging guys. You try to turn your roster or sort of allow it to blend in and sort of you can kind of exit out with those older guys sort of seamlessly. But, yeah, every 5 to 6 years, rosters and organizations tend to turn over with the exception of the quarterback.
Yeah, and to Adam's point, you know, a lot has changed in 6 years. If the Titans want to move off of Tannehill, they'll be fine. A lot changes in 6 months in the NFL. I mean, the NFL looks completely different. It feels like month to month, even week to week sometimes. Things change so rapidly. But to define, you know, the Titans are going to be fine. Maybe in 5 to 6 years, Will Levis is a Pro Bowler. The Titans have gone to the Super Bowl. Their consistent playoff appearances over the next 5 to 6 years. Sure. I mean, why not? Yeah, why not at the helm of Will Levis? But I think the question is right now. Because you're not going to move off of Ryan Tannehill within the next 6 years. You're going to move off of Ryan Tannehill within the next year, most likely. If he is the starter of this team throughout the entirety of the season, this is likely his last year with the Tennessee Titans. But what does this year look like with or without Ryan Tannehill? What do you want to do this year? Do you want to hold on to your veterans and make a push for the playoffs? Great. We'll see what that looks like in four, five, 6 weeks once the season gets started. Do you want to clear these contracts, pick up a bunch of draft picks, and build for 2024? You can do that. I don't think that's what this team wants to do, but those are all options on the table.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I don't think that if this team chooses to because if this would change my mind, if they chose to part ways with Henry, Ryan Tannehill, and Kevin Byard, but more importantly, Henry and Tannehill, I would think, okay, this team is ready to move in another direction. Like they are thinking, like, listen, this season upcoming, you know, we hope that it goes great. We believe that it goes great. But if it doesn't, then we're okay with it. Because we know what we're doing as an organization. When you part ways with two guys that have been instrumental with what you've been able to do from an offensive standpoint and how it's carried you, when you move away from both of them, then it's like, okay, we sort of rolling the dice, hoping to have a good season. But if we don't, then we understand why. Mm-hmm. So I can see that happening. But if they just move away, say, with one, move off from one of them, I don't think they're moving off from Derrick Henry. I just don't. The two guys I'm talking about is Ryan Tannehill and Kevin Byard. If they choose to move part ways with one of them, one of the guys, I still don't believe this team is saying, you know what, we're just going to concede to this season. Because, again, if it's Byard, then they still believe they can get whatever they need to get done from a defensive standpoint. They're going to continue to bolster up that defensive line. And what helps a secondary? A defensive line that can get to the quarterback. That makes a secondary look better sometimes than what they actually are. So you still got Simmons. You still got Autry. You still got all these guys on the front that can get to the quarterback. So if you get rid of – if you trade away Kevin Byard, you're thinking, okay, we still can do the things we want to do from an offensive standpoint. I mean, from the defensive standpoint. Mm-hmm. We still have our quarterback, and we still have a running back. Now, if you want to move on from the quarterback, it's – well, our defense is set. We're going to have a great defense, a good to great defense. And what are we going to do? We're going to turn the ball around and hand it to Derrick Henry. And this offensive line, we believe in our mind, is better. They've been good. They've been a good run blocking, you know, offensive line. Even last year they were. It was pass blocking. So if they feel they can get the pass blocking to match the run blocking with Derrick Henry and a Will Levis, they're good. They in their minds believe that we can make it to the playoffs with Will Levis. Why? Because we're not going to ask Will Levis to win games for us. He may have to win one or two. Yeah, he's going to have to do that. But we're not putting the season on him, a la Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger, he had a mundane rookie year. Mm-hmm. But they didn't ask him to win games. We played against him twice. Turn the ball, hand it off to Parker or Bettis. We got a good offensive line. Our defense is historically good, as it always is, and we're going to make a run based on that. And they did. It can be done again.
Indy Ben texts into the text line, says that the AFC is too loaded with top-level quarterbacks and the Titans don't have the offense to keep up. I think there's two different ways that you can look at it. Mm-hmm. Because right now, in the AFC, I think you do need to have one of those quarterbacks, a Mahomes, a Burrow, an Allen, a Herbert, a Lawrence, even I'll throw into that conversation, now Aaron Rodgers. You need to have one of those quarterbacks to be a certified contender in the AFC. But the Titans might look at it and say, look, we're not pushing for the Super Bowl. Can we win the division and make the playoffs? Because you look at the AFC South, the Titans absolutely can be competitive in the AFC South. They almost won the AFC South this past season, even with a seven-game losing streak. They were a Josh Dobbs fumble away from winning the division. So the Titans might look at it like that. If we can run the football and play good defense, is that enough for us to win the division and make the playoffs? I think the Titans front office could be satisfied with that this season. It's not necessarily about the AFC, but about making the playoffs.
But if that makes you weaker for next year, is that worth it?
That's something they'll have to weigh.
Wait, weaker for next year, what do you mean?
If your opportunity was to get a Levis in there, get a better first-round pick next year, you know, if you lost a couple of more games, I don't know. This is the question, is how much are you going for it? What's your ceiling? And because next year is going to be very different, no matter how you do this year.
No, you're absolutely right. It's going to be different. But you mentioned the quarterbacks, Caroline. Mm-hmm. And you're right. The AFC is top.
I have heard a lot of people call this show and say it's not good enough just to make the playoffs. But you got to win the Super Bowl.
You're right. And ultimately, that's what you're in the sport for, to win the championship ultimately. But we know everybody can't, you know, every team can't win it every year. It takes a lot of luck and skill and everything else to not only get to the Super Bowl, but win the Super Bowl. Look at Kansas City this year. They were a penalty away from, you know, not making it. The year before, they were an overtime away from not making it. You know, they just had the ball last. So it takes some things to happen.
Oh, yeah. You got to be a little lucky, and you got to be that good.
Exactly. So, but we've said many times on this show, on the morning show, on the evening show, look at what, you know, even with the quarterbacks, look at what Tennessee, they should have beat. If they were healthy, they would have beaten Patrick Mahomes. Look at how close that game was. They've beaten Josh Allen and that offense and defense before. They've done all of this with a subpar quarterback. I don't care how top-heavy this AFC continues to get with their quarterbacks. If you believed that last year, and the coach is the same, majority of the players are the same, why don't you think it now? Like, all of a sudden now, if this team is healthy, they're not going to compete with Kansas City? All of a sudden now, if this team stays healthy, they're not going to be able to go toe-to-toe with Buffalo? It ain't like Buffalo just started scoring points last year. Mm-hmm. They've been scoring points. It's not like Kansas City just got Patrick Mahomes last year. They've been had Patrick Mahomes. And Herbert's been there. Burrow's been there the last couple of seasons, and the Titans have still managed to go either toe-to-toe with these teams or beaten these teams. Why? Because of the way they play football.
I'm all in on that. If that's what they want to do, mm-hmm. and they believe, look, if they just want to get the best out of this group, and if that's first round, second round, pull an upset, I'm all for that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what I was saying about the Predators. Mm-hmm. But that's where, at the trade deadline, you assess that.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. But I'm okay with that if that's what they want to do. But I also could see if they got a good offer to play for the future, build future assets, then they could listen to that. They could go either way. But that's why it's tough. That's why you get paid the money to be the GM. You make tough decisions, tough choices with the salary cap.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Normally, ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck joins us at noon on Tuesdays. He will join us tomorrow at 11:30. So coming up next, the next chapter in the book of conference realignment. We are back in the war of alignment. And the next saga of all of that, we'll break it down. Coming up next, Caroline Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.